Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Sunday, November 17th, and today I want to talk briefly about South Africa's agricultural jobs. But I think the best point to start from is the theme I have been discussing over the past few segments, which is that of agricultural exports. I've made the point repeatedly that South Africa must open as many export markets as possible while retaining the access in the existing markets in the EU, broad African continent, the Americas, Asia, and elsewhere. The reason for my insistence on exports is because today, as a country, we export about half of what we produce in value terms. And if you drive across South Africa in the eastern regions, western regions, and you have a look at the farms, you will realize that there's been, over the past few years, massive expansion on the trees, either it's for avocado, citrus, blueberries, and a whole range of fruits and nuts. And as a country, we already plant at a commercial level a lot of commodities. When you take those commodities and include livestock and poultry, we probably have about 36 commodities or value chains or so in South African agriculture that are at the export. The majority of those are export oriented. And I think if you consider then these expansion on trees that have been done in recent past, it does mean that when those trees start to bear fruit, we must have the export markets to ensure that the produce from there can reach those export markets. And as that produce goes to exports, it doesn't mean that South Africans will not be left with some good quality fruit. They will still have good quality fruit, good quality grain, good quality meat. But we're just producing a lot more, and much of that has to be absorbed by the export markets. The whole story of exports and selling is to ensure that we have a sustainable agricultural sector. Because if farmers do not receive fair compensation for the produce that they put out, then the farming businesses that they run, there will be questions about their sustainability over time, which is why then the issue of exports is so important. And if we don't guard the sustainability of the farming businesses across the country, we're also failing so many people that are working across these farms. And we all know that whenever there are droughts or very devastating issues happening in the South African agricultural sector, some of the people that suffer the most are the farm workers. And we have a lot of people that are working in the South African primary and indeed on a value chain side of the agriculture, food and fiber and the beverages business. But if you take the food, fiber, and the beverages processing aside, and you focus for a moment on a primary employment side, we have nearly a million people that are working on primary agriculture in South Africa. Today, if you look at the numbers that were released for the third quarter of this year, this past week, by Statistics South Africa, it showed that we have about 935,000 people working in primary agriculture. This figure is up by 4% from the previous quarter. We saw a massive knock on job opportunities in the second quarter. And of course, but if you compare it on a year-on-year basis, we are still down by 2%. If you ask then the question to say, why is there a bit of an improvement from the third quarter? I think that has a lot to do with certain value chains that have become much more busier in the third quarter and some improvement that we have seen in some. For example, if you were to dive deep and say, where is that 4% quarterly improvement in jobs coming from, you realize that it's mainly in the livestock industry, horticulture, that's your fruit and vegetable, game hunting, and the production of organic fertilizers. Meanwhile, if you talk to people that are in the forestry and aquaculture, you realize that they've registered some job losses. And even in some of the field crops, like the grain and the oilseeds, there were some job losses there. And it's not surprising to us that there are some subsectors that see employment conditions being very tough, because we were affected badly by the midsummer drought in the 2023-24 season. That drought is the one that was in the period between beginning of February all the way to the end of March. It had a devastating impact in the summer crop production, particularly grains and the oilseeds, where production, if you look on aggregate and everything that we produce on grains and oilseeds, was down by 23%, really mirroring that difficult start to the season. The livestock industry was amongst those, of course, that was hard hit, especially in the first quarter because of the animal diseases that we were seeing in the sector. But of course, we are beginning to see an improvement of that. And in fact, we did a segment that was focused on that, which if you page through this podcast file, you will find that particular segment. But the point is that there are some subsectors that are showing a bit of green shoots. But this employment is also regionalized, the gains. Western Cape, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, pretty much all of the Capes, Northwest, Gauteng and Limpopo showed quarterly job gains. While if you were to look at the Free State, Mpumalanga, KZN, that's where you see employment. And I think for the Free State, this point I've just made about their grain production that was poor, it speaks particularly to that. But we all know that we are transitioning into a better season in terms of the production conditions. I've again recorded several segments here where I was reflecting on this issue of a La Nina that is still on the horizon. And certainly this past week, South Africa, you drive around the country, you'll see that most regions have received excellent rains, which are linked to the La Nina rains that we are expecting for this period of the year. These La Nina rains will improve the agricultural conditions for livestock grazing, farmers and crop production to be able to plant. And in fact, in the Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga, KZN, and even parts of Limpopo, production is underway at this moment in the Eastern Free State. We expect that from the coming week, the western regions of the country will also start tilling and preparing the land. From what we are gathering from the international observers of the weather side, they all say that we could receive excellent rains through this season. And then if that does materialize, indeed, it will be a recovery on agricultural production. A recovery in agricultural production also then means that potentially more jobs gains as there will be robust activity happening in the sector. And we know that we are where we are in part because of that tough summer drought that led to poor production, which is why if you look at the jobs this year-on-year basis, in the third quarter, we were down 2% from the third quarter of 2023. But the agricultural sector in general, I still believe and see it as a sector that has a potential to creating so many jobs, which would make enormous difference in rural South Africa, which is plunged by higher levels of unemployment, poverty, low economic growth. But I think for the sector to sustain the jobs that we have and create more jobs, there's a number of things that needs to be done. We've said repeatedly that, look, we are encouraged by the work that Transnet and the private sector, organized agriculture, are doing to improve the efficiencies at the ports. But there's a lot more work that needs to be done on that. And the issue of the ports needs not to end there. We have to also look at saying, how do we improve and renovate the railway line so that we are able to efficiently move some commodities on the rail? And I think that's something that Transnet and organized business needs to continue on. That's the one part. But there's also this issue of the poor roads networks. Because if we are saying that all farmers must participate in a commercial value chain, they at some point have to be able to move this product from where they are produced to the consumption points or to the ports. And I think that the municipalities are not doing a good job to actually maintain the roads. It's very bad in many areas. The only roads that are on top notch is if you are driving on the SANRAL roads, that's the national roads. But on the municipalities, they really need to get their act together. This also means then that the infrastructure in general, either water and the others, it needs to be improved and the service delivery needs to be improved. These are all some of the things that would actually assist the farmers to ensure that their activity on the ground is robust. And of course, that doesn't need to end there. There's a lot more things that should be addressed. And also the issue of rising crime is one of those. And some of the aspects are things that the Department of Agriculture themselves have to do, which is this continual controlling of the spread of the animal diseases, improving Act 36, which allows for registration of certain agrochemicals that are key for the growth of the sector, and many other interventions. All of those are essential for growing the sector, and I think that if we implement them, the sector starts to grow, then the employment that we also badly need in rural South Africa will materialize. I do think that it's also important to always appreciate the fact that we still have a lot more land that we can till as a country. The South African government has about 2.4 million hectares of land that can be used in farming in a whole range of things. About a million hectares of that, I think it's for, could be good for livestock, but the rest we can be able to plant a whole range of crops. And if we can do that, and do that by bringing in commercial black farmers, which is part and parcel of the land reform, then we even begin to close the dualism, the world of two agricultures. So we no longer be a country of two agricultures, but rather a prospering agricultural sector. And I think that implementing commercial production in that land and selecting properly the beneficiaries and tying on with blended finance, support from commodity organizations, those are some of the things that needs to happen. And I think if all of those happen, then the promise of jobs in agriculture begins to be ever more real. We can almost see where that will come from. And we all know that from the work of the National Development Plan, Chapter 6, that said that there could be a million jobs in agriculture and its value chains. And in part, they were talking about this issue of water, they were talking about the issue of land, and of course they considered the value chain proposal investments that needs to happen to ensure that all of this materializes. So we are a sector, or we are in a sector that has so much to offer. The potential is there. The things that needs to be resolved are clear, and this is what the government of the national unity should be focusing on with regards to agriculture. And there will be a lot more employment that the sector could do. But today, we are just a few touches below a million people that are working in primary agriculture in South Africa. And a lot more could still work in the sector and its value chain. And with that, folks, let me stop there. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Follow me on socials, Wandile Sihlobo, and follow the podcast, Mkokeli Podcast, as well as our publisher, The Financial Mail. Thank you for listening.